This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news headlines first. Government makes Nepal's trust property details public. House of Representatives meeting endorses public debt management bill. Parliamentarians demand to book anyone involved in corruption cases. And 13 people killed in Delhi in the clash between protesters in favor of Indian citizenship law and those against it. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Trust has disclosed details on its movable and immovable assets by issuing a white paper. The trust was established on November 22, 2007 to manage the properties registered in the name of late King Birendra, late Queen Aishwarya and their family members. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has informed the office of the Nepal Trust extended the lease duration of the Gokarna Resort, ensuring maximum benefits to the government. Addressing a press meet yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel, who is also the chair of the trust, said necessary process had been taken to extend the lease term of the resort after having ample discussion and study. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel also informed that Nepal Trust had leased physical properties and land located at 6 different places. Among them, Gokarna Resort, land in Kamaladi, Teku and Lajimpat were given in lease during the tenure of the then king, and the properties at Darbar Mark and Tachal were given in lease after the formation of the trust. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel also informed that trust possesses 21,562 ropnis of land, 780,977,000 Nepali rupees, 148,500 US dollars and 50,124 pounds sterling in banks. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel further said that the trust had already forwarded the process of bringing 172 ropnis of trust land back to it. The proposal seeking consideration on the public debt management bill tabled by the Minister for Finance, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora, was unanimously endorsed by the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday. Meanwhile, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Shibamaya Tumbahampe presented the 39th annual report of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority in yesterday's meeting. Prior to this, the lawmaker had drawn the government's attention for taking stern action against corrupt individuals, whatever their link or power could be. The lawmakers also asked the government to address the border disputes at Limpiadhura, Lipulekh and Kalapani by sending the Indian Security Forces stationed there, go back. They also asked Prime Minister to clarify the involvement of former Communication Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota in various irregularities, along with the recent audio scandal. The opposition party lawmakers also raised questions on the issue of constitution amendment. They said why the ruling party had been talking about constitution amendment to appease a single person. Meanwhile, ruling party lawmakers said if the constitution was to be amended, provision of directly elected president should be brought. Minister for Home Affairs Rambadu Thapa has stressed on developing the BP Koidala Memorial Cancer Hospital as a health science academy. Visiting the hospital yesterday, Home Minister Thapa stressed on the need of making the hospital advanced and sophisticated. He said patients from across the country and even from foreign countries should visit the hospital for the service. Newly appointed chair at the hospital, Dr. Nirmala Michani, who is also the executive director, Dr. Bijay Chandra Acharya, and other officials briefed Minister Thapa about the hospital's activities. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has inspected the retrofitting of the quake-ravaged Kesar Mahal. On the occasion yesterday, the Prime Minister directed the concerned bodies to preserve the historical and cultural importance of the Kesar Mahal. Prime Minister Oli also took stock of Kesar Library and Garden of Dreams. Similarly, the National Reconstruction Authority Chief Executive Officer Sushil Gyanwali informed that the retrofitting of the historic Kesar Mahal had been forwarded to restore the original look of the palace. He also shared about the National Reconstruction Authority's plan to develop Kesar Mahal as a national arts center of the country. The Reconstruction Authority has set a target to complete the retrofitting of Kesar Mahal by mid-2022. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Patrai has said the process of quality enhancement of various airports in the country was underway. Speaking at Pathibara Marathon and Mechi Tourism Festival organized in Taplejung yesterday, Minister Patrai said airports, roads and tourist activities would be extended in Nepal to bring 10 million tourists annually by 2030s, stating the Prime Minister Oli-led government had been expediting the development works. Minister Patrai claimed the government and the ruling Communist Party would not spare anyone involved in corruption. Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewar has said time has come again to wage struggle for democracy in the country. At a program organized by Mahendra Narayan Nidhi Memorial Foundation yesterday, he said peaceful agitation against the government's wrongdoings was imperative. Likewise, Chief Minister of Province No. 2, Lal Babu Rawat, has praised the role played by late Mahendra Narayan Nidhi in the democratization of the country. Addressing a program organized by Nepali Congress in Dhanusa to mark the 98th birthday of late Nidhi, Chief Minister Rawat said Mahendra Narayan Nidhi had sacrificed his life for the betterment of downtrodden people and had restored the democracy in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The government is undertaking a census of one horned rhinos, which is an endangered animal, from the 14th March, and it would begin in from Chitwan National Park. This is the first time that the government is initiating rhino census with its own financial resource. Otherwise, donors used to give money to the government to conduct the census in the past. In Nepal, the counting of rhinos is done in every 5 years, according to spokesperson of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Department, Vishnu Prasad Shrestha. All preparations for counting the rhinos were completed, adding that the technical officials would be trained a week before the rhino census. Shrestha said that the department had allocated 11 million rupees for the counting of the endangered species. 63 Nepal Army personnel, including 10 foreigners, have graduated on command and staff course from Nepal Army's Command and Staff College, Sivapuri, Kathmandu. This is the 26th batch of the college. Chief of Army Staff Purna Chandra Thapa handed over the certificates to the graduate and at a function organized in the college yesterday. The country has been receiving rainfall since yesterday due to the low pressure zone that has formed at the central and eastern region along with the western disturbances. With this, the central and western parts of the eastern parts of the country rather have been receiving rainfall which will continue until today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said that the weather will be fully cloudy in eastern part of the country and partly to generally cloudy in the central region. The department says the weather will improve from tomorrow onwards. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who was removed by the military in 2011, has died at capital Cairo at the age of 91. Mubarak spent 3 decades in office before a popular uprising swept Egypt. He was found guilty of complicity in the killing of protesters during the revolution. That conviction was overturned and he was freed in March 2017. His death was confirmed by East Egyptian State News on Tuesday. Born in 1928, Mubarak entered the Air Force as a teenager and went on to play a key role in the 1973 Arab-Israeli War. He became president less than a decade later following the assassination of President Anwar Sadat and played a key role in the Israel-Palestinian peace process. Several European countries have announced their first coronavirus cases, with all appearing to be linked to the growing outbreak in Italy. Austria, Croatia and Switzerland said the cases involved people who had been to Italy, as did Algeria in Africa. The first positive virus test has been recorded in Latin America, a Brazilian resident just returned from Italy. Italy has in recent days become Europe's worst affected country, with more than 300 cases and 11 deaths. But its neighbors have decided closing borders would not be appropriate. Meanwhile, top health officials in US have warned Americans to brace for the inevitable spread of coronavirus disease that is sweeping the world. 13 people have been killed in Delhi in the deadliest violence in the Indian capital since the protest started. The clashes first broke out on Sunday between protesters in favor of a controversial new Indian citizenship law and those against it. The violence has taken on religious overtones, with Hindu and Muslim groups fighting each other. The clashes have come during US President Donald Trump's first official visit to India. The violence is centered on Muslim-majority neighborhoods in northeast Delhi, about 18 kilometers from the heart of the capital, where the US President has been holding meetings with Indian leaders, diplomats and businessmen. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in the eastern region and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the eastern region and at a few places of the central and western hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius and minimum of 6.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Government makes Nepal Trust property details public. House of Representative meeting endorses proposal regarding public debt management bill. Parliamentarians demand to book anyone involved in corruption cases. And 13 people killed in Delhi in clashes between protesters in favor of Indian citizenship law and those against it. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.